Inmates carry weapons in a session and choke off the backfire resin. It's a damn shame. I ain't feeling you damn lame. Stop your flow now like I'm clogged in a damn drain. Relentless. I get more nuts than pops wrenches when I twist lyrics. Twist blunts and twist bitches. This is gold chain street music enlightenment for the live niggas who can feel what I'm writing. Metal bombs away and air it out like lingerie. Don't get it twisted, even mom's a spray. Mark my words, the paper made mark my words. You better run while I load up to spark this verse. The abolitionist, antibiotic for sicknesses. Murder melodic. And we leave no witnesses. Gold chain music, nigga. Mathematic. That's what we gonna do. Mathematic. Let's do this. Mathematic. Let's do this. Bar, stop the presses, I got extras. My shit's hard, I get retarded to the record. 10 large to get me started, stop guessing. My pen poisonous like pig lard intestines. Destin, testin', please dog, fall back. I'm overboard and then some, I'm all that. Gold chain government, we came to smother shit. Fuck all that other shit, nigga, this is it and I'm loving it. Caking up, popping my shit. Crews breaking up and now them fools copping my disc. Paid dues, nigga, Rachi rock rocks on the wrist. Stay cool, motherfucker, far popping the clip. And break fool, motherfucker, and shoot off over your shoulder disc. I be the shot to the murk, you then roll a split. Not a yardie, but a Yankee on some soldier shit. Beat you up so bad, have you begging to get it over with? Mathematics. Session part two, PA medallions, you know what I'm saying? The militants is in the building. Salute, yeah. Yo, black Jesus, bound to this flesh garden to eat. 07, this is God season. It's math and science, me spitting these verses. Swine free hip hop died cause of food poisoning from all the shitlin' circuits. Thanks for the purchase, hope my face is worth it. The burden of earth, many men fold when they face the serpent. Like your body in front of a shoddy, hibernating with hotties. Can have your mommy after coming oddy. Lottie dottie, who likes Ferraris and Phantoms? Lamborghinis, Mercedes, and Maseratis. Fuck a hate of those with me, just enjoy the party.
I'd like to say that we're interested in black music.
Crack, so radio. Crack, so radio. Crack, so radio. Crack, so radio.
What you hear is
crack, so
radio. Now what you hear is
crack, so radio.
Crack Soul, comme tous les mardis, 20-22h sur les ondes de Vibration 107.2. Bonsoir à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, nous avons pas mal de monde dans la place, n'est-ce pas, Chris?
Yes, yes. Bonjour à tous.
Bonjour, comment tu vas?
Everything's good, man.
Yeah,
ouais, right.
T'es pas venu seul aujourd'hui? Tu viens jamais seul, en fait.
Bah écoute, grâce à mon pote Badi qui est ici un peu plus loin, qui vient de Lille, et puis Franz qui vient de Croatie. Ben, je les ai accompagnés vers toi, Kadi.
Ouais.
Donc voilà.
Et là, tu viens avec Planet Asia aujourd'hui.
Là, je viens avec Planet Asia. Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Studio.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yes.
You are yesterday in Lille?
Yes, it was very, 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 very popping.
So cool. Demande-lui de s'introduire et aussi par rapport à, on va dire, l'historique du côté de LA avec Rasco et le reste de la famille.
Ok, so Plan, could you present yourself first? And they want to know about like your early beginnings with Cali Agents.
Right. Yo, it's Planet Asia Medallions representing Gold Chain Military, Gold Chain Music, Cali Agent number 2. What you want to know about Cali Agents? How we got together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I've been knowing Rasco since junior high, since I was in junior high. And just coming up through the scene, he was in a group called Various Blends. I was in a group called Nubian X and Third Element within a crew called Schoolyard. And we used to always do demos and record at the same studio. And, You know, to make a long story short, Rascal ended up doing a song on the in the group that he was with, being the best artist out of the group. He ended up pursuing a solo career, and by the time he got full-fledged with the rap thing, he was graduating out of college. And so he moved back to the Bay Area, told me he was gonna put me on his album. I wasn't really tripping. Then he put me on his album, and then it actually blew up. Cali Agents was a slang word that I used to always just use in my rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And I always felt like that'd be an ill group name. So people liked the chemistry that me and Rascal had at that time when we was doing our music together. So I was like, fuck it, let's just do a group and name it Cali Agents. You know what I'm saying? And there you have it. That's how Cali Agents sparked.
Donc en fait, Cali Agents, c'est quelque chose qu'il prononçait souvent dans ses lyrics. Et à un certain moment, bon, l'idée est venue d'appeler son groupe Cali Agents. Mais comment est-ce qu'ils y sont arrivés? Avec la rencontre de Rascal. Donc Rascal est venu dans le Bay Area, donc qui est San Francisco, etc. Et ils se connaissaient déjà. Ils ont enregistré un morceau ensemble sur lequel il était. Ça a bien fonctionné. Puis de là, ils sont partis pour faire le groupe qui s'est donc appelé Cali Agents.
Et justement, parlant de groupe, là maintenant, bon, il a sa carrière solo, mais mm-hmm. depuis quelques temps, il met en avant pas mal de MC avec lui.
Ouais.
Un peu une sorte de regroupement autour de lui. Comment ça se passe par rapport à ça, par rapport à tout ce posse qui est autour de lui en ce moment, ces derniers temps?
Okay, so you have a lot of people around you right about now. How comes that you have so much people?
Are you talking about the Gold Chain?
Yeah, the Gold Chain.
Oh, that's my camp right there. Because those are the dudes that do this exactly. We do the same type of music. We believe in the same things. We the same type of people. So it's like I've been knowing everybody in GCM over 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Some longer than that. Turban, I've been knowing him since I was 12 years old. Killer Ben, I've been knowing him since I was 15. You know, Killer Cali, he comes through. Through Turban. So it's like we all have an extension to each other. Tri-State, I met him through Killer Ben. So it's like Montage, I've been on Montage over 10 years because of the Alcoholics. So it's just like it's not a put together crew. You know what I mean? So that's just how we rolling.
And why now and not before? Right now?
Because it wasn't time for that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody grew up.
Yeah, and everybody was doing their own thing. Killer Ben used to be signed to Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? Montage was part of the Liquid Crew. I never, you know, Gold Chain was kind of like what Cali Agents was before Cali Agents. Some shit that I would just say, like it was a slang word. Like I would always be like, yo, if you go back to any of them old Planet Asia albums, I say Gold Chain music on there, but it didn't exist yet. You know what I'm saying?
Ouais.
So I was just speaking it into existence.
Donc en fait, ça existe déjà depuis un bon bout de temps, mais il a fallu que ça mûrisse. Et donc là aujourd'hui tout le crew, toute l'équipe est prêt. Donc ça veut dire qu'ils sont qu'ils ressortent en masse quoi.
Tout à l'heure il nous parlait justement du fait que finalement aujourd'hui il est signé en Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Je voulais savoir par rapport à avant, est-ce que c'est tellement difficile en ce moment aux États-Unis de signer et de faire des disques, du coup il se retourne vers l'Europe, ou alors c'est juste une occasion qu'il a eue?
On en a un peu discuté, mais bon, je vais poser la question. Why did you get signed in Europe? Is it like quite difficult to get something, to get a deal in the US or
signed? I've never been signed in Europe.
So you have a deal in Europe or no?
No.
Okay. Good. Next question.
Par contre, ce que je veux demander, c'est est-ce que ce moment-là,
I do music in Europe.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a crew in Germany called then what we call the crew again? Legacy.
Okay.
Legacy. It's two DJs and me. You know what I'm saying? So we just making music, but we haven't shot for no deals.
Par contre, alors ce moment-là, je voulais demander si aux États-Unis, en ce moment, c'est difficile par rapport à ce qu'il fait, de pouvoir avoir ne serait-ce qu'une signature ou même de tourner aux États-Unis en fait.
Voilà, donc ce qu'il a dit d'abord, c'est qu'il a des collaborations ici, et donc il a, on va dire, un petit crew en Allemagne. Is it quite difficult to get a deal right about now in the US?
No, actually it's easy, but no one wants a deal, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because independent is better. Only people that's winning with deals is if you're selling like crazy millions, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's not worth having a record.
And even then, like crazy amounts, it's not that easy anymore.
It just depends on who you are. Eminem still sells records. Kanye West still sells records, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Young Money, they still selling records. Lil Wayne sells records. Drake is selling records. Rick Ross is selling records. So hip hop is still selling. It just depends on how far you want to go with it. And then they got this thing called 360 deals where they want all your money from everything, and don't nobody want to sign no deal like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the same setup. So it's like, you better off having a distribution deal and having your own label.
Ouais, donc en fait l'esprit a un peu changé, hein. La nouvelle génération, elle cherche à se produire via Internet, donc avec pas trop de budget, mais bon, à la fin, si on fait quelque chose de qualitatif, ben les rétributions sont beaucoup plus intéressantes, et donc des deals sont pas forcément toujours intéressants parce que les majors veulent essayer de pomper un maximum sur leurs artistes, donc enfin voilà, c'est pas toujours intéressant. Sauf pour les artistes qui sont dans un autre ordre, donc qui vendent beaucoup plus, des gars comme Eminem ou bien on va dire le mainstream qui reste toujours intéressant par rapport aux ventes.
Because they won't even market your music right, because it's like major record labels are running around with their heads cut off right now. Those are not even the big labels no more. Like all the labels that's popping is everything that's good right now, outside of the artists that I named, like Rick Ross and Kanye and all them dudes, everything else is independent. You know what I'm saying? Wiz Khalifa, he has a major record deal right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he hasn't dropped the album yet. But the fame that he has right now is not because he got signed to a record deal. You know what I'm saying? A cat like Currency. You know what I'm saying? He's going through rock, but it's like he hasn't dropped a major album yet. These dudes are popping, like what I was telling you earlier, because of the internet. You know what I'm saying? And the viral presence. It's about your presence virally now, because these kids don't care about the same things that we cared about when we was coming up.
So you're saying all that, but what was your experience like for with Interscoop?
Well, when I was coming up, it was still a lot of money, period. Mm-hmm. Like, even dudes right now that had... It's dudes right now that have a bigger buzz than I had when I was Planet Asia, but they're not making the same money as I did as Planet Asia when I first came in the game. When I first came in the game, I got $500,000 from Interscope. Yeah. So it's just like, no one's getting that right now. You know what I'm saying? Coming out the gate.
So you're glad you passed through Interscope.
But rap was still kind of like new to labels, so they was just throwing money out there. It was kind of like they was giving out good loans, let's just say that. Because all a record deal is a loan. So I came in an era where they were giving out good loans. You got to think, Busta Rhymes was getting $4 million for a video, just to do a video. You can't get that type of money right now for no videos. There's too many people making videos left and right now for free. I can get some real shit. I can get 10 videos for $2,000. 10 BET MTV videos for $2,000 right now. I have a dude on deck shooting professional videos.
Dang. Donc en fait ouais le tout a changé uh-huh. Donc à son époque il y a pas aussi longtemps que ça, donc il y a une petite dizaine d'années, les deals étaient encore intéressants, donc il était signé sur Interscope, et bon, ça lui a quand même rapporté pas mal d'argent, ce qui n'était pas aussi évident à l'époque de ressortir en tant qu'indépendant, quoi. Donc tout a changé, on est dans une nouvelle on a new wave, comme ils disent.
Ouais, et aujourd'hui, les artistes qui lâchent pas mal de musique gratuitement, en fait, peuvent se permettre carrément de remplir des salles sans avoir de deal, en fait. C'est ça?
Ouais, exactement. Donc, les gens qui sont présents sur Internet, qui arrivent à bien se vendre et qui ont surtout un produit intéressant, ben, voilà, c'est, par ce biais-là, ils peuvent faire quelque chose d'intéressant.
Et pourquoi lui, il rentre pas dans ce jeu-là, en fait? Parce qu'on le voit pas autant que ces jeunes sur Internet.
Ouais.
C'est assez...
You would have to be like Drake to get the record deal that I got back in the day.
Okay.
You would have to be at least that big.
Ouais. Donc, en fait, il fait vite une comparaison.
Avec Drake.
Donc, si il aurait dû gagner... ouais, voilà, avec Drake. Donc, si tu es au niveau de Drake... à cet instant-ci, tu pourrais te faire ce qui se faisait avant.
C'est incroyable. Ouais. Mais par contre, ouais, donc pourquoi lui, il fait pas autant de présence sur le net? Pourquoi il est pas aussi actif, du coup?
Knowing that internet is so big now, are you playing that game? Yes. Are you present on the internet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you need to be more present on
internet?
I'm
great.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on everybody's shit right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a lot of different people's albums. So right now, like, as far as Planet Asia goes, like, my shit hasn't went down or up. I've been just the same pace. Like, kids still like my music. 15-year-olds, 16-year-old kids still listen to Planet Asia. I don't know about everybody else, but I still got little kids running up to me like, yo, you're Planet Asia. Like, wow. You know what I mean?
So you happy what happens with
it? Yeah, I love it right now. This is the best time right now for hip-hop. I'm not in no recession. I don't have a recession. I'm not in a recession right
But you
now.
Don't do so much free mixtape or something like that.
I don't
like
do that.
Yeah.
Nah, because...
Why?
Because I don't feel, I'm an established artist, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to do that much. I could as long as the moves that I make are solid. Every step can be solid, because you can do a lot of shit and not be solid. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather do even amount of things that solid. You know what I mean? Because even the mixtape, the street album that I was about to come out with, I was gonna give that out for free, but I'm like, it's too good. I'm not gonna just give this away to you.
It's work.
It's work. I'm not giving my shit out for free. Y'all can do that. I don't care what y'all getting. I'm selling my music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's worth being sold. I got good production on there. Good rhymes. Some shit you want to hear. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that's right.
Yep.
Ouais, donc, enfin, ce qu'il disait, c'est que...
I might give a song here, though, like, song here and there, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's
leakers,
good.
For leakers.
Tonight? ouais, donc, enfin, le toit a changé, et...
mais donc, lui, il rentre pas dans ce jeu-là, en fait, c'est-à-dire...
Si, il est présent,
il est présent sur Internet,
sur Internet, il joue le jeu, il trouve ça très bien, parce que ce qu'il me disait là tantôt aussi, c'est qu'en fait, tout revient à l'essence, le hip-hop revient à son essence, il faut avoir, you have to have skills,
ouais,
il faut
ça,
avoir
voilà.
Quelque
that,
chose.
See, now, the thing that it is, people not selling music no more, it's beyond music. They selling lifestyle. People want to know the artist now. You can't just be, you know, the era of just I'm a dope rapper is over with.
It's,
you know,
like
you
reality.
It's reality TV.
TV,
you know what I'm saying? That people want to know what makes you tick. Like, what do you drink in the morning time? What kind of breakfast do you eat?
Right.
What's your favorite sneakers? You know what I'm saying? These kids want to know that shit. And I can't be mad. We didn't have the internet back in the day. Like, back in the day, you couldn't just see Big Daddy Kane or Rakim or LL just know what they were doing.
There was a real barrier.
Yeah, it was a barrier. But now it's no barrier. The kids want to know. Like, yo, and if you don't want to let your shit know, they're going to go to somebody that is going to let this up, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling you about the Wiz Khalifa thing. Wiz Khalifa is he has great music, and he's showing a lifestyle too. When you show your lifestyle, it just gets people into you more. You know what I'm saying? And that's why people like Tupac and them was so big, because Tupac brought you into his life.
Yeah.
And you got to share the same pain that he felt. You know what I mean? And I think that's just what the internet is. It brings people more into you. Shit. It's artists that I probably wouldn't have even liked if I didn't see their videos and didn't see the way they moved and the ways and actions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, Jay Electronica is a perfect example. I wouldn't even know who Jay Electronica was if it wasn't for the internet. That's how I found out about Jay Electronica. He was just putting out a gang of shit on YouTube with these little random videos. And I was like, who the fuck is this dude? And then a year later, he's big.
He blew out.
And he hasn't been on MTV or BET not one time.
Where?
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Donc ouais, l'internet parle, et surtout le live parle, en fait, c'est ça.
Ouais, en fait ce qu'il expliquait, c'était que de toute manière le public a changé, et donc ce qui est intéressant, c'est que les gens maintenant veulent de la qualité. Et ils veulent surtout aussi intégrer un peu la vie de l'artiste, un peu mieux connaître le personnage. Donc, on parlait des reality TV, donc de savoir ce que fait cette personne. Et donc, à travers le net, tout ça est possible.
Tout ça est possible, quoi. Ouais. Mais du coup, lui, il rentre dedans, mais sans pour autant faire comme les jeunes, c'est-à-dire vendre plein de trucs, enfin vendre, donner plein de trucs gratuits. Et tout, il n'a pas besoin de ça, en fait.
Vu qu'il est passé. Let me say this though.
Yeah.
That's not the only way too, because the other way is to not show yourself so much. When you don't show yourself so much and have just music out there, people want to see you too. Like, for instance, like an MF Doom.
Yeah.
MF Doom doesn't do all that shit, but it's like, by him being so off the radar, people want to go...
There's a question mark on his name,
right?
Actually, people don't know too much the person.
Right, and that makes it mysterious where you wanna get into it. So it can go both ways. I'm not saying you should just everything ain't for everybody. I don't think everybody is the type of artist that can just put hella shit on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Some artists have to hold back because if you're good, it's good that you hold back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the fans kind of like want to get into your shit. Me, I'm kind of like in between. This past year, I haven't put out a lot of Planet Asia shit, but I've been involved in so many other projects, whether it was on Rascal's album, whether it was Strong Arm Steady, I was all over the Strong Arm Steady album. Just all these features I've done, you know what I'm saying? I just jumped on David Banner's new album that's coming out. It's like I placed myself in certain situations so where it's like I'm not burning myself out as Planet Asia. I can jump on other people's songs.
Where?
And so about time it comes to me, it's like, okay, now we wait for you because we've been hearing you on all this shit. But we've
been seeing you everywhere.
Yeah, but we haven't heard nothing from you. So like right now in L.A., just in America right now, as far as underground hip-hop goes, I would have to be number one. Okay. I would probably be number one still right now because of the work that I put in just the last year. I still work like I just got in the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you got dudes like me, Fashion, you got Torre, Black Milk. I would have to say Black Milk is number one because his album is out. Black Milk is number one on the underground right now. Rock Marciano, you know what I'm saying? It's certain dudes right now that's putting in this work that's getting their name out there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Evidence, you know, even though we all know Evidence, but he's still putting in that work, you know what I'm saying? He got a new album coming out and he's just working, you know? And it's about being productive and active now at this point.
Yeah, you gotta keep moving.
Yeah, you just gotta keep working, man.
Ouais, donc, qu'est-ce qu'on racontait en fait?
T'as pas suivi en fait. Non, il disait justement par rapport au fait qu'il y a des gens qui sont un peu off-rider, comme il disait, comme voilà. Par rapport à MF Doom par exemple, et que donc il y a aussi cette possibilité de pas forcément être présent, mais d'être un peu entre les deux.
Ouais, donc MF Doom a en fait, on va dire, ce côté mystérieux.
C'est ça.
Donc les gens se posent des questions et ça crée,
ça crée un buzz en fait.
Voilà.
Like Nas doesn't have to. Voilà. Nas doesn't have to drop a lot of internet shit because Nas is Nas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nas is legendary and still active.
And still active. You know.
Mais du coup, tu dois avoir un statut avant en fait. Si t'as pas de statut avant.
Soit t'as un statut. Soit tu t'exposes,
voilà,
soit tu te mets à l'écart,
like
et tu fais quand même du bruit.
A person like Redman, who I love a lot, I think he might have to reintroduce himself to the crowd because he still has it.
Yeah.
I just think he needs to probably just reintroduce himself in a lifestyle way because it's like he was like the originator of the lifestyle shit because. Remember, I don't know if you remember the MTV Crib thing where he had the beat up house and that's what people want to see, that type of shit. If he had more of that going on,
it would have been bigger.
It'd be bigger. Like if we seen more of Red Meth lifestyle, like because we love to see them together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if we seen like the reality of them in the, you know what I mean? I think they might.
The question is, do they need it?
Yeah, because we have everything but that from them. It's like we get music from them and we get like TV, television shows, but we don't personally. We need the personal, like behind the scenes, funny shit that they do. Like, I want to see them interacting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how is it when, you know, like, how would they act when they walk into a restaurant? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just little shit. Like, what does Redman do during the day on a regular day, which we know, smoking weed, but I'm just saying, like, people want to see that shit because they still have the youthful thing. They not all the way gone like that, you know what I'm saying? They still have a chance of making some shit that's still big, you know what I'm saying? The last album they had out, it wasn't that bad. It was actually good, but I don't think they had enough viral presence. People didn't even really know their album was out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like,
no, but are they still looking for that? That's another question.
Are the people?
No, they. Red and
Red. I mean, I would hope so if they still making music. I don't think they just making music just to make music.
Maybe they making music because of their own satisfaction and to put out and to get a life out of it, but. Maybe they don't have the need to get in that new wave to.
Trust me, if you're an artist, you want to be popping, man. Period. It's no such thing as.
Ceci est un autre débat, on va dire.
Voilà.
C'est un autre débat.
Mais donc
juste pour dire, oui, il a mis en image avec.
Every artist wants to be known, man.
And
they want to stay on that same level. I mean, I'm not taking away from their star quality. I'm just saying, like, it's certain things. Like, the new generation, they not... If you don't keep promoting yourself to them, they have ADD, man. They'll be on to the next dude. Because every day, some new shit is coming out. If you go to notright.com right now, they posting some shit every 4 minutes on there. Every 4 minutes, a new video is getting posted.
Where? Là, en fait, il parlait de Nigel Wright, entre autres, et de le fait que voilà, ça bouge tout le temps sur le net.
Ouais.
Et il a mis en image Redman par rapport au fait de cet épisode mythique où on le voit avec la sonnette et ce genre de choses.
Voilà.
Et donc, bon, ça, c'est un autre débat par rapport au fait est-ce qu'ils ont envie ou pas d'être plus connus que ce qu'ils le sont.
Ouais, c'est ça.
That's why Raekwon was so successful with Cuban, Only Built for Cuban Links Part 2, because his viral exposure was so great. He did a whole year. Mm-hmm. I even know the people that helped him promote. It's a certain media marketing. It's more of media marketing now than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Media marketing is almost like the new DJ, because our radio DJs, they don't fucking play nothing on the radio. It ain't like out here where y'all play real music on the radio. In the States, that shit is programmed. Every city plays has the same list.
They say the same.
That's some bullshit. Like, if I was a DJ, I don't understand how DJs don't even just go on strike. Keep it 100. It's the DJs that's fucking hip hop up, because these dudes, they just want to get their check, and they don't want to argue with the radio program, because the radio program is like, look, I'll fire you and have somebody else play what I want them to play. But if DJs would just get together and be like, fuck that, we want to break records again. Y'all not letting us break no records. Back in the day, I used to listen to the radio because I knew they were going to play something new. I remember sitting with my finger on the pause button waiting for them to play UB Illin from Run DMC, like, oh shit, it's on now, boom. Who does that? What radio DJs make you excited now? None.
No, it's
only satellite radio.
It's all mainstream. It's like all MTV and BET
Exactly. Now, satellite radio, the best shit ever, because they're playing what they want to hear. You know, like Tony Touch radio show, the Soul Assassins radio show, Lord Sear and all them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they just took Susio Smash off. That he been around for a while. WKCR.
Yeah.
Shit, I mean, so many different shows, man, on satellite. I think that's gonna be the new wave, because all the cars are getting made with satellite radios. In a minute, man, mainstream radio is not gonna exist. All you're gonna get is like McDonald's commercials and KFC commercials on that shit.
Ouais, donc pour, pour les radios, c'est
il faisait la comparaison en fait entre voilà, les choses spéciales et les
voilà. Donc disons que vous êtes dans une bonne voie.
Dans une bonne voie, c'est ça. Par contre, juste pour revenir à ce qu'il fait, parce que quand même, on s'est un peu éloigné. Par rapport à ses derniers projets, parce que moi, je l'ai vu dernièrement avec Muggs pour son dernier projet, ouais, et avec son groupe aussi, là, qui sortait un album.
Ouais.
Qu'est-ce qu'il compte faire prochainement, d'un point de vue album?
Ok, what is your next project, like your next album?
Black Belt Theater.
Ok, and
Black Belt Theater.
When's the release?
The release for Black Belt Theater is around January or February. We're just going through the mixing processes right now.
Okay.
And we're about to start doing our little marketing and promoting and planning.
And a lot of producer or just one?
A
like
lot of producers.
A lot of producer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some names, maybe?
Ohno, Crisis, DJ Babu, Dirty Diggs, Soul Professor, Religion Beats. I got a lot of rap features on this album. Yeah. From Raekwon, yeah, Paul Wall, to Mitchie Slick, Jacka, Camp Low, Willie the Kid, Mr. Fab, Neil the Gift, Strong Arm Steady, Gold Chain Military, Black Cocainist.
No Rascal.
Rascal. Rascal, me Rascal, okay. And Chase Infinite got a song on there. Bruce Lee. So be checking for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And for the thematic, what we can expect
for the who?
For lyrics part lyrics.
Oh, it's
I mean,
a bunch of magical shit, man.
Magical shit.
Voodoo.
Oh,
pure voodoo.
It's all voodoo.
All voodoo, man. Yeah.
And then you want to do another album with Muggs, or?
Yeah, we're gonna do an EP. We're gonna do another Pain Language EP. He just doing right now. He's doing like dubstep music right now, so he's doing that.
So
dubstep,
he's really active.
Yeah. We just was doing some stuff with some cats from the UK, but our show got shut down. We had a show, but the police came and shut us down.
Oh,
it was packed.
What happened?
Psycho Realm. The police, they be on Psycho Realm's head in LA, man.
And did you connect with Art Tarbar? Because I see that he wins a remix for your album, maybe. Ooh. Art Tarbar.
Yeah, he put a Pain Language album. Right? Yeah, he did that. It was like a dubstep type. Yeah, that shit was dope. I like that, yeah.
And you connect with him or
no? Nah,
no,
never met him.
No?
No? Never
through
met
the internet.
Through the Nah, that was Muggs.
Oh.
I never even talked to the dude before.
So no Art Tarbar for your album?
Nah.
No.
Nah. And you're not coming with Muggs? In 2 to 3 weeks, he's out here in Europe.
Nah, I'll be gone. Yeah. I think so. I leave on the 15th. My birthday is tomorrow. Actually, shit, in a couple hours.
So you, know you what?
Happy birthday.
I'll be 34.
34.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donc juste pour revenir à ce qu'il a dit, donc l'album sort en fait le nouveau au mois de janvier, ça, janvier-février.
Janvier-février, ouais.
C'est ça, avec.
Donc là ils sont en train de tout mixer et bon je vais pas reciter toute la,
non,
toute
non,
la
non,
liste,
voilà,
mais il y a beaucoup d'MC,
qu'on connaît,
de producteurs qu'on connaît aussi, ouais. Et voilà.
Et donc pour le reste, affaire à suivre avec aussi un EP avec Monsieur Muggs normalement bientôt.
Voilà. And when is the EP with Muggs coming out?
I don't know yet. That's
no.
So you, I got you, so much other stuff. I'm doing an album with Pete Rock right now, man.
Oh, two?
Yeah, Planet Rock. Yeah.
Okay. Pete Rock is like producing so much, yeah, artists.
Yeah, yeah. He's busy, man.
Yeah. So and for when
and,
is that?
I might as well let y'all know now. Me, Tri-State, and Killer Ben, we finished the album with Alchemist. Alchemist produced the whole album for us, so be checking for that. Durag Dynasty, you know what I mean?
Donc voilà, ça fait beaucoup de choses.
Là,
un album avec Pete Rock, Planet Rock, Alchemist, et puis Muggs, et puis son album.
Ouais, donc il est occupé.
Ça fait 4 albums.
Ouais, c'est ça, il est vraiment occupé. Juste pour terminer, là, ça fait quelques temps qu'il vient en Europe. Qu'est-ce qu'il pense de la scène? Est-ce qu'il, déjà, est-ce qu'il connaît la scène européenne par rapport à MC, etc.? Bon, apparemment en Allemagne, oui.
Do you know any European artists? Do you know the European hip-hop scene?
Old school cats. I know about Kool Savas, and I know about... what's my man? What's my... Sammy Deluxe. Out of Germany. That's my boy though. But what's my other, I did a joint with what's my Ali Banyo. That's my boy right there. Ali Banyo. Where you at, Ali Banyo? But other than that, I don't who else? The cats last night from Paris though. The Paris MCs is the best that I've heard, man.
Yeah,
what was that black dude name last night, man? That was freestyling with the fade.
Paris Kid, Prince and William.
His name was Prince.
Yo, that. Oh, La Jonction.
Yeah, they dope. I like them dudes, man. They was like hardcore, super spitting shit. You know what I mean?
Donc, il connaît plus en fait l'Allemagne que, on va dire.
Bah, apparemment, voilà, l'Allemagne, un peu la Croatie, peut-être. Et puis en France, il a découvert.
Yo, it's just one kid though in Germany and Cologne. I can't remember his name. I do songs with him every time I go, man. This dude is like y'all Eminem, trust me.
Really?
You know how I know? Because every time he raps, everybody around him goes, oh! And I don't know what he's saying, but everybody around him trips the fuck out when he starts rhyming.
He's rapping in German.
Yeah, but he must be real good because every time he raps, everybody around him go, oh! I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
But you're checking his flow, and his flow is real good.
Yeah, it's like he's spitting. I don't know what the hell he's saying, but he's split. Okay.
Ok, donc il kiffe.
Oui, donc
il kiffe,
enfin, voilà.
Il a
rencontré pas mal de monde sur son.
I'm bad
sur
with
son
names,
terrain.
Man. Bad with names.
No problem. Donc pas mal de monde et donc apparemment ça va quoi. Par rapport à l'Europe, il a pas mal d'options, disons-le.
Yes. Yes.
Mais il compte revenir bientôt ou pas finalement?
When is your next travel to Europe? You have planned already something?
Not yet, man. I'm going to Australia in December, so I don't know yet.
Australia, Asia,
yeah,
Singapore.
Singapore, yeah.
Ouais, donc là, il repart sur l'Australie, Singapour, l'Asie, la belle vie, quoi.
On va être rappelé, finalement.
I'll be back next year with the gold chain military, though. I'm trying to bring the chain out here.
Yeah?
We like the new... We the new Wu-Tang, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean...
We wait.
Yeah, we that. It's the shit. You know what I mean?
Voilà, donc la prochaine, c'est avec
tout
le collectif.
Tu les ramèneras avec, hein?
Yes.
Voilà.
So we come back to the studio.
No doubt.
Okay.
So, merci d'être venu, surtout.
Bah, avec plaisir.
Bah oui.
Et,
juste rappel peut-être quelques infos par rapport à toi, à Grey Square, à tout ça. Enfin.
Ben, on va peut-être passer le mic vite fait à notre ami Badi.
Qui mettent le casque alors déjà?
Donc enfin moi Chris live and direct peace and love and hip hop.
Wow. Prochain voyage.
All the time. Ouais, prochain voyage, à ne pas oublier, du 13 au 18 avril. Donc un gros voyage cette fois-ci sur New York. On va dire pour pas changer. Bon, il y a eu LA, il y a eu Miami, mais bon, là, New York, on va faire un gros truc avec un bel événement, des workshops dans tous les sens.
Possibilité pour de s'inscrire les toujours ou pas?
Ouais, ouais.
Le contact, c'est?
Le contact, c'est Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at lifeanddirect.eu, donc lifeanddirect.eu.
Voilà, ok. Donc, c'est par là que ça se passe pour le voyage.
Yes, et donc qui sait, on aura peut-être Planète déjà là-bas, ouais, on verra bien. So I'm talking actually about the event. No, the event I'm doing in New York.
Oh, okay.
So there's gonna be like international artists,
right.
And I said,
maybe
who
you?
Knows? Maybe
yeah, throw me
Planet
on that,
Asia
man.
Is gonna be there.
Throw so. Me on that, man.
Donc voilà, on va dire le line-up n'est pas encore officialisé, mais c'est on va dire de l'événement.
Donc bientôt. Au mois d'avril. Bientôt au mois d'avril.
Yes, yes, yes.
Et pour Chris Square, donc, on va juste passer le micro. Voilà, comme ça c'est fait. Donc dis-nous tout.
Bah, un petit big up, un Chris Square, on est là avec Planetasia.
Rapproche-toi, ça sera plus simple.
Ouais. Et voilà, bah, on est là avec Planetasia. Bah, y a le show d'hier qui s'est super bien passé. Là. Très très bon concert. Enfin voilà, une performance sur scène.
Et sinon, où on peut avoir les infos par rapport à ce que vous faites
Square, ouais,
par
voilà,
rapport
bah, à tout le ça. Site hein, qui sera bientôt disponible, donc www.grayscare.fr. Donc bon, là, on va faire la crise, hein, GRAYSQUARE.fr. Donc bientôt disponible. Sinon, on travaille beaucoup avec Facebook. Donc pour ceux qui ont Facebook, juste devenez fan de Grayscare sur Facebook. Et c'est génial, vous aurez tout le maximum d'infos et résumé là-dessus.
Et hein, par là, il y a les mails, je suppose, par le Facebook, il y a les mails, tout ça, les contacts.
Ouais, voilà, il y a les contacts, il y a un peu toutes les infos, hein, l'historique, les anciens concerts, les projets à venir aussi au niveau de Grayscare Records, etc. Donc,
prochain, c'est Kate Murray, c'est ça?
Kate Murray, ouais, bien, qui sera donc au nouveau casino à Paris, là, ce coup-ci, côté Grayscare. Et bah, pour les Bruxellois, ils pourront aller le voir à Lille, il sera à Tourcoing via les Hip Hop Days, en fait.
Ah, oui, d'accord, le festival, Day, ouais, tout à fait.
Le 19, à Tourcoing, le 19 novembre.
Apparemment, monsieur Chris veut rajouter un truc.
À ne pas oublier, le 14 novembre, il y a Il Bill,
oui, mais ça, de toute façon, on l'aura fait via l'agenda. Donc, mais vas-y, dis-le.
Destroy et Freestyle des Arsonists.
Donc,
voilà, à ne pas oublier.
Bien sûr.
Ça va être,
ça va être
lourd,
d'enfer.
Lourd,
oh, bien sûr, bien sûr.
Et puis, on a notre ami Franz aussi qui est en charge de cette tournée. Donc, un big up à eux aussi. Et bah dis-moi France, son organisation, qu'on leur fait un gros big up pour cette tournée aussi.
Fat Beat Radio, c'est ça?
Ouais,
Fat Beat Radio.
Voilà, Fat Beat Radio.
Ouais, en Croatie.
Ok, en Croatie. Donc
go to goldchainmusic.com.
Ok.
We got all the hottest videos and latest books and whatever you're looking for, we got it there.
Donc enfin voilà, le hip-hop is worldwide.
Ouais.
Croatia in the house, France in the house, Belgium in the house, US in the house, everybody's in the house,
incroyable.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah. Putain, on accueille tout le monde ici, c'est pas possible. Je suis trop ouvert.
Get out of here.
Les gars, merci d'être venus. On va se laisser. Oh non, ça c'était pas le mauvais bon plan, c'est pas grave. C'est l'arsène, tu vois ça. Ça fait mal aux oreilles, tu vois.
Vous en voulez encore?
Sur ce, on va se laisser, on va mettre un peu de musique et puis on se retrouve tout après. Crack Solid, on continue sur les ondes de Vibration 107.2, 20-22h comme vous le savez. Et on va se laisser avec un peu de musique via Planetasia, bien évidemment. On se retrouve pour parler d'autre chose tout de suite sur Crack Solid et Vibration avec ceci. Je pense. Si, voilà, c'est magnifique.
Yeah. Oh.